over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, all y'all. Another gorgeous spring Saturday, Arizona morning. And you're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we come together every single Saturday morning for the purpose of trying to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you have a question, a dilemma, project about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we come every Saturday morning and we open up the phone line so you can call us and put us to the test. We've been building and remodeling here in Arizona since 1972, originally moved here in 1966. We've seen it all, we've built it all, we've remodeled it all. And we can put our experience together for you for free right here at 1-888-767-4348. We do a lot of things to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And boy, it's not getting any easier, I'll tell you that. It was a lot easier when there were only 6 million people here. Now there's 8 million people here, and it's growing. And that is the topic of today's show. How can we welcome newcomers to the great state of Arizona? Because they're coming, and they're coming in droves. And our show engineer, Mr. Gary D., has developed a tradition lately over the last couple of months of only bringing people on air that stump Rosie Romero live on air. I appreciate that, Gary D.
Loving every minute of it.
Well, so I decided today I was going to bring in the big guns. I have with me in studio Mr. Bruce Stumbo, a home inspector for 6 years, inspected over 5,000 homes. You can probably stump me, but you can't stump him. And Bruce, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I look at this as a challenge. Stump the Stumbo.
Baby.
He's propping me up there, but I'll bet I can find something that could puzzle me.
The unstumpable Stumbo. Bruce Tyler Stumbo. Bruce works with us at Rosie Wright Remodeling. We were very fortunate to convince him to leave the home inspection business and come to work for us in the remodeling business, 4 years ago?
Coming up on 4 years, yes, sir.
There's about a year and a half in there. I don't remember.
So. Yeah, there was that little time there.
Somebody asked me the other day, how long has Bruce been there? I said, about 2 years. No, there was a year and a half. You were kind of in, out of it, that he was also working for you, too. Bruce is with us at Rosie Wright Remodeling. He's in studio this morning to help me help you answer any question or dilemma you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. The topic for this hour is what can we do to help welcome all the newcomers to Arizona? Bruce, I don't want to give you any ideas, but you could print a handyman card up with your name on it and leave it on every windshield of every California license plate in Maricopa County, and you'd be busy overnight.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, that's for sure.
Let me help you with your new Arizona home. And how many California license plates are you seeing?
Oh, you know, we spend a lot of time driving around town between job sites, and it's a lot. And, I mean, that goes back a while. I mean,
it does.
Even when I was still doing inspections towards the end there, I did a lot of inspections for people coming from California, Washington State, Oregon, Colorado.
Yeah.
And, you know, the interesting one I see these days is there's a lot of Texas license plates, too, which I find interesting.
That's interesting. Very interesting. We'd like to welcome you. And if you're a regular listener and your neighbor is new or you know someone new, do them a favor. Call them now and tell them, look, you really ought to tune in to Rosie on the House because Rosie's going to go to work and his whole team is going to go to work and we stay at work about trying to protect you from making any mistake on your home. It's different here.
Oh, yeah.
Than in many other places.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot different here. And our article of the week is Welcome to Arizona, Things a Newbie in Arizona Should Know. And we cover several different arenas there. Now, in your home inspections, having done over 5,000 of them here, were they all in Maricopa County?
Yes.
Okay. So all 5,000 of them, many times you got to meet the buyer, right?
Most of the time.
You did.
It was, most people want to show up and walk through the house one more time because a lot of people had only been in that house maybe one time
and they're
buying it. Yeah. So,
in my 45-year career, welcoming people through the 80s and the 90s, the one thing I always had to talk people out of is they'd be coming from Kansas or Oklahoma or Michigan or Minnesota. And the first thing they'd want us to do, could you give me a bigger air conditioner?
Mm-hmm.
They felt like the bigger the air conditioner, the more likely their comfort would be preserved in the summer.
Yeah.
Talk about why that's so wrong.
Yeah, it's, you know, and there's still, you can still argue with people
about it to this day.
But oversizing an air conditioner, especially with a modern air conditioner, yeah, it will cool your house off faster, but it's also on and off all the time. And I'm by no means an energy expert, but I do know this much. The biggest power consumption with your AC is every time that compressor has to fire up. So if that thing turns on every 15 minutes, you're killing yourself.
And you're sacrificing the indoor air quality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want that thing running, moving that air through your filters. We did a duct upgrade before last summer of new AC.
At
my house. We were getting close to that 15-year mark. And, you know, late 70s ranch, typical Arizona house.
Yeah.
And we did the, you know, adding a supply register in the master bedroom. And I got to tell you, after making those changes and balancing everything properly, our master bedroom used to be one of the warmest rooms. And it's one of the coolest now, which is my favorite thing because I like it cold.
Amen. The retreat. So air conditioning is a very misunderstood convenience of living in Arizona. But it is probably the single biggest reason we've gone from about 1.5 million people in the 60s to 8 million today.
If we didn't have air conditioners, there'd be a smaller, hardier crew that lived here.
It'd be smaller and hardier. But if we didn't have our 110 and 115 degree summers, we'd have 20 million people here.
Yeah, we'd be probably the biggest metro area outside of maybe New York.
It's self-regulating, that's for sure. So welcome to Arizona. We're here to talk through the things you need to know. And you know what? We're going to talk about things you need to know that if you've been here your whole life, you may not know. How many Arizonans that have been here 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years, or their whole life, have never driven to the Grand Canyon?
It always surprises me. More often than you think, you know. Which actually is funny.
You mentioned Texans that are moving in. You're seeing a lot of license plate. I lived in Dallas-Fort Worth, did radio there for 10 years.
Yes.
I knew people that lived in Dallas and never went to Fort Worth in the 40 or 50 years there. And it's just down the road.
Just right there.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're right. Grand Canyon to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we'll be talking a little bit about all the things you should know as a newcomer to Arizona and as maybe a long-term Arizona resident that maybe you've just never had the luxury of someone sitting with you and talking you through these things, like oversized air conditioners. They turn on and off too much. Just like Bruce said, the biggest energy consumer you've got is when that air conditioning compressor turns on. It takes 6 times more electricity to start the air conditioning compressor than it does to run the air conditioning compressor. So ideally, you want a little bit undersized unit turning on as seldom as possible. People call and tell me in the middle of the summer, my unit hasn't shut off all afternoon. I said, great. That's exactly what you want it to do. A little bit smaller unit running more efficiently and longer will give you much cleaner air inside, much better air quality. It will also eliminate a lot of hot and cold spots in your house just by the fact the fan is moving the air for longer periods of time. The last thing you want is for a unit to come on for 10 minutes and shut off, and then come on and then shut off. And I, on this topic, you need to know that the way you buy energy is incredibly important. And if you're smart, you're going to be on a time of use plan. And the biggest utility, the biggest electrical provider in the state is APS. And they are on the threshold of changing that rate. So you need to be aware it's going to become much more friendly to the families and the homeowners of Arizona in that the on-peak hours are going to be diminished by 2 hours. They're going from 3 to 8 to 4 to 7. So you can have your air conditioner running 2 more hours a day. That's a concept we call super cooling. We'll cover later. Right now, we're just talking about that's Welcome to Arizona 200 level series.
Yeah, that's higher level.
we're just covering the 100 level today. Let's see, before we go to break, if we can take our first caller. Let's bring Nick into the conversation. Mr. Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Very well.
Okay. I have a problem that I really hope you can help me with. It started about maybe 6 months ago. In our house, we have 2 bathrooms, and the problem started with the one bathroom and shortly after with the other one. After we flush the toilets, the water level starts decreasing to the point that it gets really, really, really low. And I have no idea what is causing it. And I read a lot of internet on the internet, you know, did research, and the only solution I saw a few times was to check the ventilation pipes that are coming from kind of behind the toilets to the roof. Maybe they're clogged with some debris or something, but I haven't checked that yet, to be honest.
All right. Well, hang on 1 second, Nick. We're going to take a little break. I appreciate the first call of the week has taken us right to the toilet. We're
just doing my job.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it. Nick, you hang on. We've got a couple ideas for you.